Yeah, hello, Artisan Painting.
Hey, Jeff, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Tuesday?
How's it going?
It's going great. Almost to Thanksgiving, man.
Yep.
So I was just giving you a follow-up call regarding the Google Guarantee program.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had to get your partner on board, right, to put them down as the main person?
Yep, they're totally on board with it, so we can use their name as the owner and operator, this phone number, which you called me on.
Awesome.
We got another work, and then, and then one other guy, if you need to run him. You need socials, right?
Yeah, so what will happen, we don't take the socials. We want nothing to do with that. so what will happen is there's a third party directly from Google. It's either going to be Evident or Pinkerton that will send you an email, and that's where you put in, like, your driver's license, your social. It's completely secure, and what it does is a background check off the past 7 years.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we're ready for that, and so I guess that what would be the next step?
Okay,
in getting these $36 leads generating, since I already have reviews, and I want to see how fast. Yeah,
your reviews are rocking and rolling. You got 79 Google reviews, 5-star rating. So
yeah, I guess someone must have deleted one of theirs. I had 80.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah. How do you lose? Like overall number, you know what I'm saying? Like
the only way a review can come down is, well, there's two ways really. You could report it to Google if it's like fictitious or something, but it's like literally like pulling teeth out, like to get those off, or they have to take it down themselves. So for some reason, they probably took it down themselves. But yeah, you have 79 showing right now, which is well over the 5 required reviews, you know?
Oh, yeah, 5 required, yeah.
for sure. The company name, so it's Artisan Painting, right?
Correct.
Okay, and the address, the 4421 Glenbrook Drive in Brunswick, 44212, is that accurate?
That's accurate.
All right, and we don't show that address either on your Google Guarantee profile, just so you're aware. The leads, right? Do you want those forwarded to the 216-385-6490 number?
Correct.
Okay. And for your email notifications and where I can send the application to, the qcamjeff@gmail.com, that's the best one?
That's the best one.
Okay. And your service radius for Google Guarantee, how far do you want that to reach?
Oh, yeah, see, this is difficult to just say it's a bubble without being able to control certain zip codes.
You can control certain zip codes, yeah.
I have a zip code list. I don't know how tedious that's going to be.
No, that's
it's 80. It's 80-something.
It's 80-something? Okay. So if you have it, obviously us going through all 80 might take a little while. So what you can do is just email it to me, and what I'll do is just copy and paste all the zip codes into it. Does that work for you?
Okay, so I can't email you a screenshot then?
Yeah, you can email me a screenshot. That's perfectly fine. Yeah, either way. Because what will happen is your lead specialist assigned to your company, they're going to have to manually enter all those zip codes anyways. So if I have a screenshot I could just put on your file, they're able to do that no problem. And you could always update those zip codes too from your tracking system.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now. But you can send me an email. I don't know. Do I have your email?
Yeah, you should. It should be from Daniel Nelson. Yeah, I could resend it to you though if you want.
Send me another one, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll shoot it right now. Google Guarantee. All right, here it comes.
At $36 a lead, I'm looking to get this set up. But right now I'm looking, I got a balance of 405. And check this, they gave us, listen to this. These people sell so many leads. Demand in your area has spiked. You are less likely to receive leads. adjust your lead pricing to $25 to $65 opposed to $25 to $55. So increase it by 10 to stay competitive. And then there's a blue button that says adjust pricing. And I promise you, all you have to do is hit that button, and then one more button will pop up that says accept, and they will lock you in at that rate.
Oh, wow. It was
crazy. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I got this thing open. That's why I even brought that up, because I happened to see it. I wanted to tell you, you know, what my competitor's doing.
Yeah, no, Google Guarantee, it's a new program. Rarely have we seen them change lead fees, but if they were to change the lead fee, we would let you know, obviously, before proceeding. You know?
Yeah, and then they got this little thing called opportunity leads where they advertise them over text message alert. And you can purchase them basically if they're not being purchased.
Right.
Because you know
right.
how people can pause their accounts.
Yeah.
And if all accounts are paused, you can still find a way to kind of advertise to these contractors that you have under you.
Right. No, I've heard about that with, well, you're talking about Angie Leads, right? Specifically?
No, and this is Networks that's doing this.
Oh, Networks.
Out of Atlanta,
okay.
Georgia.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know Angie Leads does that, too. They do, like, what do you call it, opportunity leads as well.
Oh, do they? Okay, they must be modeling after one another. I don't know after who. But Network's been doing the opportunity leads, I think, the whole time I've been with them. So that'd be since 2017.
Right. Yeah, I know I've heard from clients that Angie Leads does that, too. They're all kind of similar. You know, Google Guarantee is just... It's the best one because the thing is, like, automatically, if you don't set an appointment or there's not a price inquiry, you're not charged for the lead. Like, it is the best lead program on the market currently.
What, yours?
Google Guarantee. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and what, just because of the screening process?
Well, yeah, because here's the thing with, like, those other lead programs, from what I've heard, okay, you get charged regardless, right? You don't even have to speak to the person. It could be out of your radius, a service you don't provide. Yeah, and you're charged for that lead.
I know. Oh, yeah, the AI. I told my wife about that. That was pretty scary.
It's amazing, man. It is kind of scary, though, right?
You fucking Skynet shit.
Yeah, but it's crazy how accurate it is too, man. Like, you'll have a full tracking system that shows every lead that comes through, and it'll say, you know, qualified and unqualified next to it, just to safeguard it. But it's crazy how accurate those Google bots are.
Yeah, but that's good, but that cuts out so much work for me, because on the pay-per-lead with Networks, I'll have, like, sometimes it'll be like 3 out of 5 bad leads that I got to report and sit here and watch and wait for this money to be refunded.
Right.
Like I'm confident it will be refunded, but just waiting for it and looking at it is time and attention that could be put towards something else.
Exactly. Time is money. You know, you could be on a painting job rather than fighting leads. So it's cool how they set it up. You know, it's been pretty amazing. You know, all my clients love it.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here screenshotting and scrolling down, making sure I get every one. It should be around 80-something, as long as it's 80-something. I think, would you agree that's plenty to operate under?
Oh, big time. For sure.
Okay, I don't have any duplicates. I'm scrolling down, like, past the next one, so every page is fresh.
Right. I'm actually looking up. Are you getting this off of Networks or?
Yeah, I'm just screenshotting off of Networks, and I imagine that you emailed me, so I'm gonna go in here. Give me that. Let her. My little baby is doing whatever she wants because she knows I'm on a call.
Right. She's like, look at me. You know, I got a 13-year-old son, man, that does the same thing.
She's about to be 2 in here in a couple of days, and she's trying to wander off with this heavy-ass candle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, now, what email name should I look out for?
So the title of it should be Google Guarantee, and it was from dnelson@relevantads.com. Daniel Nelson.
I don't think you ever said.
You didn't receive it? Let me, hold on, let me verify my spelling on it then. So QCAM, that's K, U, C is in Charlie, A is in Apple, M is in, Michael.
No.
Oh.
N is in Nathan.
N is in Nate. Oh my goodness. All right. So you haven't been getting any of the emails, man.
it's all right. You already sold me. So let's just get, through this part.
Right, right. Let me, okay. Let me send this email again and I'm going to reply to the email. With your vertical, your cost per lead, and your minimum budget, so you have that in writing. Sorry about that. That other email is, that's a valid email, too, the one I sent it to, so they're probably like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah. QCAM Jeff.
Yeah, QCAM Jeff. Alright, let me find, that way I could just copy and paste it. Here we go. You got that last one, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, perfect.
Okay, I was going to reply to this one.
Perfect. And all right.
I know that's going to be something that could potentially hold up getting my profile set up.
Oh, big time, big time. Yeah. So I'm glad we ran into that. I mean, we send the application via text and via email. So you would have had it in both, but it would have went to you, QCAM, Jeff, not QCAN, you know? So, sorry about that, man.
Should be 10 documents. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 pages. All right, that's set.
All right, awesome. Let me refresh, just make sure I got it.
So you guys got the VeriSign, the TrustWave, the BBB rating.
Right, right, right. Yeah. I don't put all that together, but yeah, they make it look all nice. All right. Oh, okay. I got them. Okay, awesome. So you sent me the screenshots. Okay, so I'll make sure I load this in the file, and then you'll see all the zip codes too. Just after we get your Google Guarantee profile set up, just double check those zip codes. Make sure we didn't miss any. Okay. But
yeah,
everything you sent me will be on there. You know.
Yeah, I'll look at it, but as long as it's in the 80s, if it's 81, I'm gonna say okay. If it's 89, I'm gonna say great. If it's in that 80 range, I'm fine with it.
Okay, gotcha.
If it's in the 70s, I'll go looking for where I made my mistake at, because that would have been an error on my part.
Right, right, and I'll double check it too after they enter them in on my end as well. Okay, so the next step, Jeff, what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule your client interview with your lead specialist. They usually like to do this next day. The reason why is so that you can finish your application, which is going to be sent to you via text message and email. They're going to be able to check that application to make sure everything's submitted correctly, and they just want to meet you. Like, they'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly, all that good stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Before I schedule that and I get those applications sent to you, the card you're going to be using for the one-time application fee, is it Jeff on the card or is it Jeffrey?
Jeffrey on the card.
Got it. And that's with two S, right? J-E-F-F-R-E-Y?
Correct.
Awesome. And I got it now QCAN, so C-A-N is in Nancy.
No, K-U-C-A-N.
Yeah, K-U-C-A-N. Sorry.
Okay.
I had it right, and I said it wrong. Apologize. But I got it for sure this time. And billing address, it's the same 4421 Glenbrook Drive?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, awesome. And the card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard. How much are you charging this transaction?
$250, the one-time application fee.
$250?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a one-time fee. You never have to pay it again. You're getting the custom website designed for it, and you're getting your application for the Google Guarantee program to show up in that section.
One second. I'm literally going to my Huntington app and doing this little cash now thing and borrowing some money. I got $49 in this account I'm going to use.
Yeah. Take your time. No problem.
And I can. It's cool. Huntington's got this for everyone. It's not just me. Like my mother-in-law has.
Huntington app?
It's called, yeah, anyone that has a Huntington account has this. All you have to do is log in or set up your mobile banking app.
Okay.
And you can go into standby cash. You can make a transfer. Most people get $750 or $1,000.
Hmm. Yeah, I have Bank of America, but what I'm trying to do, so I coach football. So technically I get a check from the school. So my buddy told me, he was like, man, you could get into schools first. So I'm going to try to get into that bank because I heard it's just amazing. Like when you're trying to get loans on a house or cars, or like the interest rate is just super low, you know?
What?
School's First Bank. They only give it to teachers, you know, but because I technically work for a school through coaching, you know, I should be able to get it as well. This is what my friend told me. So I'll
You got to find the loopholes and do your research. And
then your family's set when you get into it. So because I'm on it, right, my son could get on it. It says any siblings, like your mom, it has to be immediate family. So it doesn't allow like cousins or nieces or nephews or any of that, you know?
Yeah. I'm ready. I got everything. If there's any problem with the payment, it's because it's a new debit card, but okay. I've used it several times at the mall.
Okay.
And it works fine. I don't know if that means it's activated or not, but,
okay. It'll give me an error code if it doesn't go, and I'll tell you exactly what it says, you know? But,
all right,
ready for that card number?
Wow, this new card's got everything all on the back. Like, I don't have to flip the card when it's time to read you the code.
Oh, wow. Wow. My Discover's like that. All my other cards are, I got to flip it, you know?
Yeah. I think I kind of like it. It's all right there. All right, really? So Jeffrey Sandora. All right, you got that info. JeffreySandora. And then it's 515-416-6480-3113.
Can you repeat the first eight one more time? I'm sorry.
5175.
Mm-hmm.
4616.
Got it. I mixed those two up. All right, so let me change that. And then I got the rest. What's the expiration?
Expiration is 11/27.
All right. And the CVC code.
That's my daughter's birthday. Is 052.
Got it. And you were saying on the card, it's Sandora is the last name? S-A-N-D-O-R-A?
Yeah, correct.
Perfect. That's why I missed the first eight, you know, because I was writing that.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing now is I coded out the card, okay? I already assigned the package to your lead specialist. Looks like you're assigned to Ivan. He's awesome, okay? I'm processing the one-time application fee, and I'm going to send your application to you via text message and via email. Very important, okay? The person you're going to list as the owner is going to be your partner that's doing the background check, okay? Just give me a
word. What line do I list that at?
Oh, you just
put the name. I'm just going to have her fill out the whole paperwork. And just list my phone number.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's perfect. If you want, I can forward it to her even, or you could forward it to her, whatever works best. But what it's going to be is the first – you'll see right now. I'm going to send it to you in just one second. But the first –
I can give you her email. She's right here. She's
perfect.
She's right through the door.
Perfect. Give me one quick sec.
I signed up. I did a
It told me the cards that decline retry transaction. I've never seen that before. Let me see. Let me get her
the numbers are right.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, because I had that issue. So, okay, it's coded out for security purposes. Can you repeat the whole card number again?
Of course. The card is 5175-4616-6480-3113.
Got it. It shows me expiration 1127.
Correct.
And then CVC code 052. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I know I got it that time, so I'm going to code out the card again. And give me one sec. It'll show on your invoice, too, as like two transactions, but one will show declined, okay? And I'll show you what I'm talking about.
No, I believe you. I just want to get the payment over to you.
Yeah, that's done. So I must have put the card down wrong the first time. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, so that's processed. Let's get these applications sent. First thing, I'm going to send it to you via text. And do you want me to send it to your partner via text as well?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I email address. Do you want the email address?
Yeah, I want both if possible. Just make it easier on her. I'll erase her number if you want right after, but this way I could just text it to her too as well.
Okay.
All right.
216-925-6011. That's the phone number.
So that's 216-925-6011. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Perfect. Make sure I don't send this application to the wrong person. All right, so let's see. Local Splash. Application form English. Okay, so that's coming to her via text message right now from our 877 number. And...
Oh, no. I think I just seen it.
Oh, I got to update
your
last
name. Please fill out and submit. Then you sent it looks like two different links. One was Local Splash, and the other one was JBGDTU forms.
Yeah, so that form, that jumble of letters, it takes you to the Google form to fill out the application for us. That's where you'll see the forms.gle blah 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 blah. Right. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna email that form to. I'm just going to reply to the email that you sent me with the form, and then I'm going to grab her email. I'm going to send everything, the whole Google guarantee thing, with the form on it as well, okay? Just give me one quick sec.
And this is my one and only time that I can't change my email in the future, right? I mean, it should
be you could change your email at any time, yeah.
You bet. Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Just heads up to you, I'm resending you an invoice. You weren't charged twice. I just have to send you the invoice with the right name, the right last name on it. Okay? So that's coming to you now. I had it as QCAN. Sorry. All right, so let me grab her email. Okay, what's the best email address for her, Jeff?
It's SKYE. LYNN, P as in Patrick, 98@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to spell it back just to make sure I got it right. So it looks like Sky Lynn P, which is S as in Sam, K as in Kelly, Y as in yellow, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, Y as in yellow, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, P as in Paul, 98@gmail.com.
Correct.
Right? Okay, awesome, awesome. I want to send it to QCAM again, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm sending her the whole, like, Google Guarantee template, but more importantly, what I'm doing is I'm going to respond to that email with that application form, okay?
Okay.
So I'm in right now. And if you're putting on, so it's going to ask you how many field workers, right? If we're just doing it on her, just put one. If you guys are doing it on your other Okay, okay. If you add the other person though as well, then put two, obviously, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, but you'll see what I'm talking about. Super easy.
Okay.
And
when we're auto connected over the phone, are these people going to be like, hello, Sky?
And no. So the way the lead comes through is it's going to say LSA lead on your phone.
I'm saying on the customer's end, are they going to have a name?
No, it'll be no name. It'll be the business name is the way
it is. So I got to introduce myself. Okay, no problem.
Yeah. And it sounds like you'll kill it with that, but our like lead specialists, they give you like strategies to you of how to answer the phone. But you'll know every time it's a Google Guaranteed lead because it'll say LSA lead on your caller ID.
Yeah, I mean, how did I answer the phone this time? Was it pretty good?
It was great, man. Yeah. Yeah. I think sometimes they overthink that stuff, you know? Like, just answer the calls like you normally do, right? Just when it says LSA lead, you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead, you know?
Well, this is a business phone, so that's the easy thing to adjust to. I've already adjusted.
Yeah. Let me hold on. I'm gonna take her cell phone off of this too. Da-da-da-da-da. There we go.
Thank you for that.
Hold on, it's not letting me update. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna copy and paste your phone into it, and that should take it out. And it did. Awesome. Okay. Let's schedule that client interview with Ivan. We block off 30 minutes for the appointment. If you have everything submitted correctly though, usually the call takes like 15, 20 minutes, just so you're aware.
Okay.
Let me check his availability.
And he'll be okay with me explaining to him that my wife is the one that's on paper for all of the business.
For sure. So when I put, just a heads up, when I put, your situation into, I put it into our Google Guarantee chat, which our CEO is a part of. So he responded to it. Our CEO. So they're already like, aware of what we're doing.
Okay. What about, are you going to need, proof of insurance sent over to Ivan or?
Yeah. So it's going to be in that application I sent you. It's going to say it has an example of the type of document we need. It's called an Accord document. Every insurance company provides it. If you guys don't have that specific document, all you got to do is call your insurance and they'll forward it right over to you. But
call
don't
an Accord document.
Yeah, Accord, A-C-O-R-D.
Accord document.
Yes.
Okay. Understand.
And when you open the application, you'll see an example too of what it looks like. But that's the form that Google Guarantee needs. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Your vertical doesn't require license or insurance, so you're actually good.
I can just buy leads and operate. That's called networking.
I forgot about that. So you're because yours doesn't require it, to bypass the license, all you do is put a photo of whatever. It could be your logo. Some clients have put, like, their driver's license for whatever reason, but you just have
to put a
photo in there. Yeah, just put the logo, and it'll let you bypass that screen, basically. But you got to put something in there, you know?
Okay.
I'll
let my wife know for when she fills it out. I'll be sitting right with her when she does it.
Yeah, same thing with the insurance, too, because it's not required for your vertical, actually. So,
good.
Okay. So for the client interview, give me a second. Let me look up the availability. Okay, so he always likes it next day, just so you guys can have the form done. The earliest appointment's 10:30. They have pretty much every slot in between 6 p.m. too. So what time works best for you? Let me ask you that.
Now, the phone call could be with me. It doesn't have to be with the person that running the background check on.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Yeah.
We could do 10 or 11.
Okay. 10 or 11. All right. So let me put you in. Do you want 10 or 11? Or actually 10:30 or 11?
Let's do 10:30.
All right. 10:30. You got it. So let me book that in. So you're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to say local splash LSACI. LSA just means local service ad. CI is for client interview. Okay.
Okay.
And yeah, she doesn't need to be there, but what's going to happen is after Ivan creates your Google Guarantee profile, he's going to be able to see where the background check will be coming from. It's either going to be Pinkerton or Evident, okay?
Pinkerton?
Pinkerton or Evident. And the Pinkerton one's weird because when they email you, it says do not reply at Pinkerton, but you do need to reply, okay? So, yeah, we've asked them to change that, man, because, you know, it's kind of confusing. But I just want all my clients to know. If it's Evident, though, it'll just say, like, evidentid.com, and you'll get an email from them. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so that's scheduled. Okay. Do you have a domain for your website or no?
No. I'll probably fire one up here in the future, but just not at this time.
Okay. So we'll purchase you one for the custom website design. Okay? And it's included.
Cool.
Yeah, so domain.
All included. Right. I love all inclusive.
Yeah, for sure. And so what happens is when he does his Google Guarantee interview with you, he's going to fill out the form for the custom website design. They used to have an appointment for it. Now we automatically build it. So what I always like to do is as soon as that's good to go, I'm going to call you and see if you want any changes done to it. Okay.
Okay, I think that was the smartest thing instead of scheduling them, just getting straight to it.
Right,
and then letting the contractor make a change later, because at the end of the day, it's free.
Right.
And who cares if someone did, you know, it needs some changes or whatever. It's a fucking free website.
Yeah, and with the website builder too, it's pretty cool. So I'm going to get you logged into your tracking system in 1 second here. From the tracking system, you can make any changes to the website yourself. Or we could do them for you. You know, it's either way. But, okay, so last thing, to get into your tracking system, we sent you over an email. It should be from Local Splash Support, and it's going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay. Do I got to fill something out on that or something?
Oh, what will happen is it's going to have a blue hyperlink. It's going to have you... It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. What you're going to want to do is click that, and then it shows you, like, all our products and services. Just focus on LSA. So you're getting LSA and the website. At the bottom, it'll have you type your name in and hit confirm. That's going to take you to a username and password screen. I'm emailing you and texting you your username and password right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, no problem at all. And if you forget all of that, too, when we're off the phone, just call me, and I can walk you through it, you know?
Super easy. Yeah.
All right, so that was just sent via email and via text. Okay. I went over the reviews, the background, Pinkerton Evident. Okay, any questions for me?
None.
Okay, and you still have my direct line and extension, right?
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay, perfect. So if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call. Even though I'm not your lead, like, specialist on this, I'm still really active in my accounts. Okay?
Okay, perfect. All right.
Awesome. Congratulations again. Try to get that application filled out by your client interview tomorrow, and that is scheduled between 10:30 and 11 tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. I'll be looking for him. Talk to Ivan tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, Jeff. Congratulations, sir. Have a great day.